Wednesday night, Or Chavzayim Tammuz, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're in Siman Nun Tes, about Shechiyanu. Mostly it's about Shechiyanu, about other things too, but mostly about Shechiyanu, and we're up to...
I think you might ask me to get this to the Rav. Is that possible?
Is it possible?
Sense? Yeah. No, yes. He's running. I'm not sure what he said. It's not
it makes sense. Oh, Taka, are you going to the Chelek Shir? Could you... You know how to work these, I'm sure. You're pretty technologically minded. No? Well, this turns it on. The top turns it on. Right? And then it turns on to voice. And then you just hit the center. And then you just record now. Then you just hit it again. Look, testing, right, you see it starts, you see the seconds, one, two, three. At the end of the shear, you hit the center button again. This is important because this, you have to press something to record. Everything's being recorded, but if you don't hit the right button, it'll get erased. Hit the center button again, and it'll say, save recording, and you want yes, you hit it again, recording saved. And then you just hit the top, and it's goodbye. So, I'll leave it by you. You'll keep it by you. Because Matt used to take care of it. He's not here. He went away. So it says in the back, Perek Chelek. This is the Perek Chelek MP3. This turns it on.
And hold on to it until...
Yeah, until Sunday. Or get it to me if you're not going to be here Sunday. Okay. You turn it on, it goes to voice, center, record now, hit it again, it starts recording. At the end of the recording, you hit it, say recording, yes, hit it, then you could hit this button. You really don't have to hit this button.
Only the center button.
Because really it'll turn off by itself after a few minutes. But you don't want to record anything by mistake, so. Okay, good. Perek Chelek, it's up to you. This all got recorded in the Kitzur Shir. I don't know why. Mizoicha Sifchaf. We're up to Sifchaf in Siman Nun Tes. Haroes Chaver Lacha Shloshim Yom. Like Shlomo Skolnik, I saw tonight. I don't know if it was 30 days. But you have to be happy to see him. Ayin Siman Shachar Zeh Sif Yud Beis. V'hu Chaviv Olav Ma'od. Oh well. I mean, I like Shlomo. He's a nice guy. But he's not Chaviv Olav Ma'od. So that we would need someone like Mr. Manricks. Chaviv Olav Ma'od. I didn't see him for 30 days. He's busy in Zichron Petach Tikva, with Zichron Yaakov, wherever he's busy. V'mikol Shekein Odom Shugadol Mimenu. They're going Oviv O'Rabo. Why? I don't know why it's called Shkain. And you're excited to see him. Not sure why you... Maybe you're excited to see someone greater than you because you can't wait till he's around again. He hasn't been around in 30 days. Your Rebbe goes away for 30 days and he comes back. So you're excited to see him. So Mavarech Shechiyanu. Your mamish could make Shechiyanu. Avogav Shebetoch Avopi Shebetoch Hazman Kilu Menu Michtov. Even if he received a letter, I assume an email also. I don't know about Skype. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about Skype. But if you got a letter from him, I guess Skype not, because you saw him. I don't know what you need his physical presence for.
Maybe even a phone call, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe not. Mr. Brewer holds letters also not. Wow, letters not. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds even if you got letters, but the Mishnah Berurah holds no. V'mro'ei olach ha'yud beis chodesh, mavarech baruch ato Hashem alokeinu malach ha'olam, mechaye ha'mesim. Why? How could that be true? The kitzur is bothered by, I mean, it's a beautiful emotion. You didn't see anybody in a year, you go, baruch ato Hashem alokeinu malach ha'olam, mechaye ha'mesim. But like, what's that all about? It's like a false bracha, chas v'shalom. So he explains it. Nishkach min alev. There's a certain degree of forgetting. Of, you know, you sort of he fades. into memory after 12 months. Moshe Ames, Nishkach Lacha Yud Beis Chodesh. Part of the reason the biggest Avelus is for a 12-month period, because after 12 months, I say, if anybody has ever been in a novel for parents, you see, because the truth is that the year you mark off, like, this is your first Hanukkah without the parent. And after a year, it starts to fade away. It's inevitable. Some say it's a bracha from Shemayim. Chavit Lovus talks about it in Shara Bechina. There's a matana from Hashem. Then eventually you forget. It fades away. I don't know if you forget. Maybe you never forget. But the memory fades and the pain is not as sharp anymore. So too, if someone was away for 12 months, it's like you forgot him about him. He faded. His memory faded. Nishkachti kemeis milev. Oisik kliove. Makli. Just like a kli, we learn in Eilu Metzius. Mishibit also, someone that lost it and he doesn't find it in 12 months. Nisyayish mimenu, we assume yiyush. Af hameis nishkach min alev lacha yud beis chodesh. So this person is to a degree meis. That's why it's okay to make the mechaya meisim, even though you think it doesn't make sense, because there's a degree of, like, he faded from your memory, like a mace fades from memory.
You said about something that you lost for 12 months?
No, it's something you didn't see for 12 months. You went away.
You said about being in Avos for 12 months because of their parents.
Yeah.
Is that why we say Kaddish for 12 months?
Yeah.
Forget about them?
Nope. After 12 months, why we don't?
No, I'm saying, but for children, you just say for 1 month.
One?
For kids.
Yeah, Kaddish. The reason they say Kaddish. No. The reason after 12 months they... The reason the biggest period of mourning that we have is 12 months, even okay. Children, only 12 months, is because after 12 months, you talk, the memory and the pain fade. And it's a shtickle yes mace, so it's not a complete lie when you say mechaye hamesim. Beinu mevorech shechiyanu, after 12 months you don't make shechiyanu, you make a mechaye hamesim. But here, the Kitzur says, if you got a letter, or someone gave you regards, then you don't make Mechaya Mesim anymore. Because, you know, you heard from him. So you make Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu you make after 30 days. You're thrilled to see someone. I don't know, it happens very in this shul. Everybody's ready in America for the summer. So if you happen to like someone, maybe you want to make a Shechiyonu when they come back. I don't know.
When you go to Chutz
L'Arts,
you see a bunch of people that you haven't seen in a year. I think it would happen here often.
You can make a Mechaya Mesim. If you didn't get a letter from them, or you didn't get regards from them, and you're... The reason we don't make these brachas is because we're afraid, because we don't know what degree of excitement really has to exist. I can go back to Muncie today and I'll meet friends and I go, hey, how you doing? Wow. But like, I'm not really that excited.
But if you really are,
if you really are, you should make these brachas. We don't do it. A lot of Rishonim hold all these brachas are rishus. They're anyway just optional. They're not obligations, like so many of our brachas are obligations. A lot of Rishonim hold this is rishus. And therefore, you know, you feel funny making a bracha, like you're not eating anything, you're not drinking anything, what are you making a bracha for? Or maybe it does happen more commonly than I realize. Maybe people do make the brachas.
To see a friend you haven't seen in a long time than to eat the fruit you haven't eaten in.
Oh yeah, I told you I don't make shechiyanu on fruit anymore. It does nothing for me. But it's true, if I go now to Chutz L'Arts and see my best friend, I have two best friends, two very, very close friends. I haven't seen them each in over 30 days. One of them is close to a year already. So would I make the bracha? Probably not. I probably wouldn't. It's so ingrained in us to be careful with brachas that we just feel funny. But this is mamish, you could mamish do it. I don't want to give the impression that maybe you shouldn't do it. Say, if you hear from him in the middle, you make a shechiyanu. Then chilek bein schorim on a cave with a filo issue roes ishto. You can see your wife's been away for 30 days in America. O imo, o achoso, o bito, chino isha shi roes bailo yavio yachel b'no mavorchin kain. No difference, male, female. You didn't see your girlfriend in 30 days. You're so happy to see her again. Maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. It's not such a good idea. Or your kala. People, maybe he went away to Eretz Yisrael. He comes back. He didn't see her for 30 days. He's very, very excited to see her. Yeah, these brachas are definitely... I'm thinking now, like, I have these friends in America. I didn't see them in it. It's going to soon be a year. Okay. Chaver shelor also meyolam. Let's say you have a pen pal. I miss your best friend. Such a good friend. But you never saw him. But just through letters, emails. Then when you meet... No bracha is made.
For Jewish friends, it could be for somebody.
That's a good question. I don't know. Good question. I hear. I don't know. It doesn't say. L'chora, why not? Why not? Because you're making it about your simcha. You're not making it like on that person, like, that he's a great guy. You're making it because you're someach and you think. Unless maybe you say you shouldn't be friends with him. Why not? You don't find anywhere you can't be friends with a guy. I mean, you can't get close. Yeah, we keep a certain distance, but the halacha takes care of that. We can't eat from his food, and you can't, you know, so the halacha makes sure there's a certain merchuk. Anyway, this din is that if you see somebody for the first time, and you never saw him before, you don't make a bracha, because they never saw each other. So there can't be that much of an ahava. Even though it seems like, oh, I love, you know, my, if it was only through letters and this, okay, stop, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue with Simin Samach. Look, hit the center button. Oh, I hit it because it went blank, so the first hit just showed me the screen. Mm-hmm.